Hello, my name is Miles. You've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a coronavirus testing site near you?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so you would like to be tested to find out if you have the coronavirus?
Or wait, no, I want the vaccine.
Okay, with that in mind, I have another phone number that I can provide to you that you can call to pre-register to be vaccinated, and I'll provide you with that phone number whenever you're ready.
Okay, I have a question. I spent over an hour yesterday getting transferred and getting phone numbers from you, from the state, or from the counties, and I never got an answer. And I'm not going to do that again today. I called 14 places, and I have a very basic question, and it's either you know or you don't know. So I want to get the Johnson & Johnson vaccine because I'm going to be traveling. I'm not going to be able to get a second dose. I need to get the one dose, and I'm 69 years old. So I need to know how I can find out where to go to get the one dose.
Well, the only way to find out that information would be to contact locations in your area that are offering the coronavirus vaccine and ask them which of the vaccines that they have available to administer at their locations.
Okay. And that seems like a long ways around the cart here. Is this not just registered somewhere, located in an area where people know who's got what?
I'll take a quick look at the Alabama Department of Public Health website. I don't think that there is a listing of what vaccines are being administered where. So it's kind of up in the air.
I will say some of them say that they have Johnson & Johnson, and then you call and they do not have Johnson & Johnson. Or they say it's Pfizer and they don't have Pfizer. They have Moderna. So there's got to be a place somewhere where you could just find out who's got what.
Oh, I understand.
I even called Johnson & Johnson, and they don't know where their stuff got shipped.
I apologize. I'm really trying my best to see if I can find any information for you in regards to your specific question. Let's see, where can I be vaccinated with the J&J vaccine in Alabama?
Yeah, I've been down that road.
So 4 days ago. Now, see, where are you located in Alabama?
I'm in Baldwin County.
Baldwin?
But I'm willing to go. Baldwin County is Gulf Shores, Daphne.
And the reason I just said, oh, Lord, is because the first thing that I found, now maybe I might find better news. The first thing that I found is from probably a news site that is in the Huntsville, Alabama area that says Huntsville Hospital aiming for 1,000 vaccinations a day, J&J vaccine now in Alabama. So that link or that article may indicate that they're administering Johnson & Johnson there, but Huntsville is a long distance from where you're at, so... Whew, that would be quite the trip.
Well, They're going through CVS Pharmacy as well. So, and I called several CVS pharmacies in this area. Two of them actually did have it available, but they only had 200 doses. One had 100, one had 200. That's not enough. So it was just for the look of it, basically.
Yes, ma'am. As time progresses, things should improve. But that doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to meet your timeline of when you're traveling. And that's the biggest problem and biggest hurdle that is being faced currently. Let's see. I searched, where can I be vaccinated with the J&J vaccine in Baldwin County? The first thing that comes up is from waytv.com, which might be like a local channel, like your local news channel, ABC uh-huh. News in your area. See, I wouldn't be familiar with that because I'm in Montgomery. So, but either or way, it says it's talking about Alabama is getting roughly 40,000 doses of the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine. On Wednesday, the state's health department shared new details on where they'll go once they arrive. Okay, so if they did, where did they put that information? I don't know. Dr. Karen Landers with the Alabama Department of Public Health said the Johnson & Johnson vaccine will go to locations that haven't administered any shots. That's because the health department prefers vaccination sites to stick with one type of vaccine instead of administering multiple shots. She said that allows facilities – oh, okay, I understand. That makes sense now. She said – that allows facilities to stay consistent with their operations and streamline processes like vaccine preparations, administration, and documentation. Landers said this means people across the state will be able to get their coronavirus vaccines at more locations. In terms of the J&J, again, that will be provided to entities who have not been vaccinators, so that will give additional vaccinators in the state. However, again, 40,100 doses is all we have been told we're going to get at the moment, said Landers. And that's Dr. Karen Landers with the Alabama Department of Public Health. So she's saying that we're only going to get currently 40,100 doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine for the state of Alabama. And so that's going to make it extremely difficult for someone who specifically wants the Johnson & Johnson vaccine to be able to get the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. It's almost like trying to win the lottery, because if we're only getting 40,100 in the state of Alabama, if we look at just the numbers for just your county, Baldwin County, as of the 2019 census, the census accounted for 223,234 people in Baldwin County alone. So 223,234 people just in Baldwin County. And if only 60,000 of those people actually cared about their health to the point to where they wanted to be vaccinated, that's 60,000 primary candidates for vaccines, whether it be Moderna, Pfizer, or Johnson & Johnson. And that's not even taking into account the number of other counties that exist in the state and their populations. So.
Okay. What TV station did you say that was?
WAAY. TV. It says it's your local ABC network in Baldwin County. As far as I can tell, because I'm not from Baldwin County. I don't know what your local channels would be. Like in my area, channel or ABC is it's just ABC,
oh,
and it's local.
That's coming out of Huntsville. That is actually coming out of Huntsville. Okay, I guess I'm going to have to, you know what, maybe the media is the one I need to call. I know that Alabama has opened it up so people from Georgia and Florida can come here and get their vaccines.
No way.
We can't go to Georgia. Yes, we cannot go to Georgia, and recently the governor in Florida shut it down, so we can't go to Florida either because there were so many people from Canada coming down to Florida to get their vaccines, and they didn't shut that off, and now we want to go over there and try to get it, and they say no, but they can come here. So, I mean, it's just it's a government storm.
That is extremely upsetting, what you just told me. And I'm sure it's extremely upsetting to you as well, because as it currently stands, I'm just overwhelmed and upset about this, because I know I'm here to help people like you every day. Everyone that wants to try to get vaccinated, these people that care about their health, they want to go ahead and get their vaccination, and when they call, they're calling and they want to get it as quickly as possible because they care about their health and they want to try to protect themselves from this coronavirus. But even if someone from Baldwin, County were to call, even right now, like I mentioned, with there being over 223,000 people in the county of Baldwin and the limited number of vaccines, and even if they had 1 million vaccines, it still doesn't make up for the fact that if only 40,000, just say 40,000 people in Baldwin County wanted to get vaccinated. And like I told you, or I think there's 2 locations only that we're pre-registering people to be vaccinated at. So if those 2 locations, if they're doing the best they can, I can't see how they can do any more than vaccinating 100 people a day. And if they were doing that 5 days a week, that's only 500 people a week. At 2 locations would be 1,000 people a week. And if you're trying to accommodate 40,000 people, that's going to take 40 weeks. That's going to take almost a full year. That's 3 months shy of a year, roughly, to accommodate getting all 40,000 of those 223,000 people vaccinated. That's not even to say that there may be even more than 40,000 people trying to get vaccinated. So it's just, and that's the reason why I have people call and they say, well, I called you guys back in January and I pre-registered and I haven't heard anything, what's going on? I'm really concerned. And the reason is because there's so many people that are all trying to rush the stadium at the same time and they all can't fit through the gate. They can't all get through the gate and get that ticket to get through the stadium doors. And that's just a hypothetical example that I'm giving. It's overwhelming, and it's akin to the release of the latest technology. Everybody wants to get a new PS5. So everybody camps out overnight at every electronic store that they buy them out. Then you've got hundreds of thousands or millions of people that want to get their hands on one and they can't get it, or whatever the situation may be. It's the same thing with this coronavirus vaccine, because it became available and everybody jumped on, as fast as they could to try to get the vaccine. And now we've got even more people than would want the latest technology trying to get this vaccine, because this is more important than technology. This is to protect people's lives and their health. And then the way that it's set up, it's like, okay, well, how old are you personally? Ma'am? Are you still with me? Well, if you're still with me, I can no longer hear you. Maybe you hit the mute button on your telephone. Are you still with me, ma'am? Okay, well, if you can hear me, I cannot hear you. I do sincerely apologize. However, you can call if you'd like to pre-register to be vaccinated. You can call 855-566-5333. Again, that's 855-566-5333. That would be the number that you would call to be pre-registered to be vaccinated. and I hope we have been able to help. If you need more information, you may visit the following websites. That'd be the website for the Alabama Department of Public Health or the website for the Center for Disease Control. And I thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline, and I do hope you have a good day.